Good Friday morning. Today is March the 8th. It is 8:34, and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. Beloved, today is Friday, so you know what Friday means. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. And you get to look at somebody else besides my face on the screen. That's right. Christiana is back, my beautiful, lovely wife. And we are here to continue talking about our marriage devotion. So last Friday, what did we talk about last Friday, honey?
The communication.
Mm-hmm. Communication, and specifically talking about the difficult things and how to have those tough conversations. How do you have the conversations that give you butterflies in your stomach? How do you have the conversations that may be misconstrued? Or how do you have conversations with people that are offended or are walking in offense? Mm-hmm. So we gave some real life suggestions of what we operate and what we talk about and what we use. So if you did not get to listen to that, make sure that you go back. It's on the YouTube channel. It's on the podcast channel. Go listen to that because it will bless you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Totally agree.
Amen. This morning we are going to continue talking about marriage and communication. We're going to bring a different light, however, today. It's not going to be necessarily tools for you to communicate better.
Actually it will be. I think it will be.
Okay.
It's gonna teach you how to love your spouse well, better, best at best. I think it's definitely a key that unlocks a lot of things, mm-hmm. how your spouse operates best, and what to do to fill their love bucket. We have this thing we've been asking each other for a couple of years now. We're like, "How's your love bucket? How full is your love bucket?" And then we'll say, you know, what can I do to fill your love bucket till it's overflowing? So, and this is something I think that you can use to fill up that love bucket.
Yes. So I guess it does go hand in hand with communication. But yet, so what we're talking about is our five love languages. Our five love languages. So some of you may know what the five love languages are. Some of you may know what your love language is. That is wonderful. You are ahead of the game. You can go ahead and sit at the back of the classroom. If you already know about it, go to the back of the classroom. This is more of an introduction today. And for the next couple of Fridays, we're going to dive in and show you and reveal to you some of the things that you can do. One, to figure out what your spouse is. That's the big thing, is what your spouse is. But the first priority is knowing how you feel loved, how you personally. Because it's one thing for me to know how Christiana feels loved, but I need to know how I feel loved so I can express to Christiana how I need to be loved. If I don't know how I need to be loved or loved the best, then she is going to be shooting at a target with no bullseye.
Right.
So that's what we're after. It's great to know what your spouse is, but we are after you first. You need to know where you're at so then you can give your spouse a bullseye to aim for.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
That makes sense. So you want to hop in and talk just a little bit about the five love languages and what it has done for our marriage, and then we'll kind of go into each of the topics.
Sure. Yeah. So a love language is just exactly what it says. It's a language that is spoken internationally. It's something that, you know, love is the international language, mm-hmm. but there's a specific way to speak love language to one another, mm-hmm. to really make that person feel loved, and also to understand how it is that you feel the most loved. And I believe there's a few things that I believe about love languages. I believe we're innately born with a love language inside of us. All of us are. But then I also believe that it's some of nurture too, and what you are brought up in, the environment you're brought up in. You mm-hmm. hear people say, "Oh, my family wasn't really touchy, lovey-dovey. We weren't a cuddly family." And you hear other people say, "Oh, my family, my dad didn't tell me he loved me a lot. My parents didn't speak a lot of how they loved us." Or somebody would say, "You know, my dad worked all the time. He didn't spend a lot of time with us." I mean, So a lot of it is how you grew up too, and how your parents spoke love languages to each other and how they spoke love languages to you. So, and I also believe that these can change over some time, because if you are shown a certain love language for your whole life, and then you are in a relationship with somebody that speaks a completely different one, I believe that they can adapt, and you can, excuse me, you can start to feel loved by showing really any of these love languages and receiving any of these love languages. So I know mine have kind of changed a little bit over the past 10 years of being with him. It's pretty true to what it's always been, but it's changed a little bit. So.
Right. Well, and the five love languages that we were talking about, if you're unfamiliar with those, you can quickly Google them. I also put a love language quiz in the description for you to click that may have to, you may have to pay for that link, but there are free love language tests out there. I just know that that is directly from the author of it, so it's going to be the most accurate. But if you want to get an idea, click on that link and that'll take you to the love language quiz. But basically, there are five love languages that every single person should fall within these five categories. The first one is words of affirmation. The second one is physical touch. The third is receiving gifts. The fourth is quality time. And the fifth is acts of service. So again, today is just kind of an overview, 40,000 feet above the five love languages. And then the next couple of Fridays, we're going to dive in. We're going to give you some ideas. First, we really need you to figure out what your love language is. Remember, we're starting with you, and then we'll go to your spouse. We need to know how we feel loved, and then we can go and love our spouse well. But we have to love ourselves well first. Mm-hmm. We have to love ourselves before. If we don't feel loved, if we don't have love in us, how are we going to pour love out? Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Right. So words of affirmation. One of the best things on how to communicate these is to encourage, affirm, appreciate, empathize, and listen actively. So words of affirmation, that is, honey, you look beautiful today, or you are beautiful. By the way, men, just a little side note, this is a freebie. You look versus you are. You look beautiful or you are beautiful. Mm. Look beautiful is a one-time thing. It sounds like we are telling them that, well, you are beautiful, but you look beautiful. Again, how you deliver it, speaking with words of affirmation. So it is all about communicating with your words. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be words. We have a dear friend of ours, A.S., mm-hmm. and she loves receiving written words.
It could be, it honestly, excuse me, it's any type of words. It's written words in a note, in a letter. It's words sent through a text message. It's mm-hmm. an email. Mm-hmm. It's talking to that person, spending time speaking life-giving words into them. Mm-hmm. It's for birthdays, it's giving cards that are just fully written out with how much you love them and how much you appreciate them and celebrating them on that day. They would like that more than any gift you could possibly give them, is just to speak to them and fill that love bucket with words. By the way, let me go back to the you are and you look. So women love hearing we look beautiful. We love hearing it. You look beautiful. You look beautiful. Oh my gosh, that dress looks so good on you. Your hair looks so good. We love hearing it. We're like, thanks. But if you hear that all the time and you don't hear you are beautiful, you are, you as a person, you could be looking like a homeless person and you are beautiful. You are, because it's on the inside of you. It's what comes up from the inside. It doesn't have anything to do with your makeup or your hair or what you're wearing, but you are at the core of who you are. You are beautiful. So men, I highly encourage you to start saying you are, and then fill in the blank. Beautiful, stunning, amazing, awesome. You know, so
incredible, lovely. Incredible. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The next one is physical touch. So physical touch, and you may, as we go through these, the Holy Spirit may just reveal to you, hey, that's mine. I love being touched. I love being cuddled. So this is your cuddling, your spooning, your petting, your playing with hair. Mm-hmm. What else? What are some other things? Nonverbal use body language and touch to emphasize love. So if I'm always just, I want to hold her hand. Now, should we be doing all of this anyway? Yes. It's great to just be in touch and in contact with mm-hmm. your spouse, but there are certain people that feel love, that want to be touched. And for example, when we go to bed at night and she'll say, touch me, just touch me.
I don't like, just love so then, me, touch me.
And so then I'll reach my arm over and I'll just be like, you know, something like that. Just like starfish, awkward starfish.
That's funny.
But she just wants the touch. Mm-hmm. So men could be the same way. Sometimes men, though, could, if it's been a hard day or they just want their space, but that doesn't diminish the fact that we all need to be touched. But some people will thrive off of that mm-hmm. physical touch. They need that physical touch. They need the physical affirmation for them to feel and experience love the best. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, absolutely. And it's definitely not sexual. It can be in a marriage, but it's not like I need a sexual, sensual touch to feel loved. I mean, I grew up, my mom was very affectionate. She was, always cuddling us, always hugging us, always, you know, petting us and rubbing my hair. And I remember even being 16 years old, I would sit in my mom's lap and she would just scratch my back and she would just rub my hair and she would play with my hair. And that is how I felt loved, because that's mm-hmm. what I was shown for so many years of my life. And she's even still like that today. She's like, will you just sit in my lap and let me love you? So it's definitely not, it's not always sexual. And it's not like, you know, when we're laying in bed at night and I'm like, touch me, please. Mm-hmm. It's not like I want him to reach over and grope my parts. I want him to like literally just touch me, just mm-hmm. like put his hand on me or just like cuddle me or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, I'm hot. I gotta. So it's definitely not sexual. And for men, you know, you really look deep down in your soul, because you could be, covering those things with needing, feeling like you need sexual touch, when really it could be something is just, you just need to be hugged. You just need like a little back rub or a back scratch or something mm-hmm. like that. Not necessarily sexual touch. So that's what I would say.
Yes, absolutely. The next one is receiving gifts, thoughtfulness, make your spouse a priority, speak purposefully. Mm-hmm. So that is receiving gifts. And that is, I would say my mom is very high in this gifting. She gives gifts well, and she likes receiving gifts. And so we were raised with that, but that's not necessarily one of my top priority on my love language, even though she wanted to give those things and we want to give those things to our children. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the...
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I don't think it's just like necessarily has to be like spending bukus and bukus of money on somebody as far as giving gifts. It could literally be, I was thinking about you and I made you this handmade card. Mm-hmm. It could be, I was thinking about you and I wanted to give you, I found this in my closet, this shirt that I know that you loved, and I found it and I wanted to give it to you because I was thinking about you and because I know that you liked it. Or you're at a store doing something and you happen to find a little trinket, or, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be you spend a lot of money, but it's the fact that you are thinking about somebody mm-hmm. and you thought about them so intentionally that you wanted to bring them something and present them with something that said, hey, I was thinking about you and I just want you to know that I love you. And every time you see this, I want you to remember that I love you. That's gifts. That's somebody who loves to give gifts. They're just very thoughtful. They're very intentional about thinking about somebody. So I don't know if you know anybody like that, somebody who's just constantly giving and giving and giving of themselves. I can think of someone specifically in my mind who literally every time I was with them, she just gave and gave and gave and gave. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. It's so sweet. Just always giving. Do you know somebody like that who just constantly gives things? They're just so generous with their time, with their money, with their resources, everything that they have. And if that is somebody, then that's probably how they like to feel loved too.
When Kimberly Craig said, plate of favorite cookies, right? It doesn't have to, oh, yeah. We don't have to spend money. And this is where right. we're going to dive into the next couple of Fridays to give you some ideas on if your spouse is a gift, just like Kimberly said, go bake him cookies. One, you're going to be able to spend quality time with your children if you have children.
Oh, gosh.
So you can spend quality time, so you're checking that love box off. And then at the end of it, you can have fresh made cookies for your mm-hmm. spouse, for your husband when he comes home, or vice versa. Men, women aren't the only ones that have to be in the kitchen. Men, why don't you cook your wife dinner one night?
Amen. Say it again. Why don't, people in the back.
Why don't you cook your wife dinner one night? That is the receiving the gift. It's a gift of them not having to do it. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to spend money right. for people to feel loved. There are times when I go to Kroger to get her flowers, and guess what? I get them out of the clearance bin. Does that mean that there's anything less special about that? What is the point of it? The point is that I thought mm-hmm. of my wife
right.
and I said, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Most of the time it's $5. I take the clearance sticker off, I bring them home, and she lights up.
I do. And he's also actually pulled over on the side of the road and got me flowers too. And I was like, that is almost like, you pulled over in traffic and you got flowers for me off the side of the road. So that is super, super sweet. He used to do that a lot.
Yes.
So you don't have to necessarily get picked fresh flowers from a store.
Right. Absolutely. Next one, quality time. Quality time. This is one more after this because we're approaching 16 minutes. We want to be respectful of your time. So quality time is uninterrupted and focused conversations. One-on-one time is critical.
Yes.
You want to open up on this one?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I feel like this one is a lot of parents with older children. I feel like this is a huge thing for them because it's like you just love being in their presence. You just love to hear them talk. You just love to look at their face and see their, you know, memorize their facial expressions and just be with them. I mean, I think a lot of time, quality time covers a lot of these mm-hmm. because in your quality time, you know, you can give gifts, you can speak those words of affirmation, you can give them the physical touch that they need. I mean, a lot of these things you can do during your quality time, and it doesn't have to be going in, again, it doesn't have to be spending a lot of money. You can literally call that person up and say, hey, let's go have a picnic. Mm-hmm. Let's go make some sandwiches and go sit at the, you know, the park up here. And let's just chat. Let's just hang out together. Let's mm-hmm. just be. And they would just think that they won the lottery. I mean, that would light them up inside.
Right. So when we're going to dive into quality time specifically on an upcoming Friday, we're going to give you not a handout, but we're going to give you some ideas to mm-hmm. date on a dime.
Yeah.
So date on a dime. We're going to give you ideas and some tips on what we do to be able to date and have that quality time and to make sure that we are spending time. A lot of our quality time comes when we're laying in bed at night and we have that pillow talk, which was what Christiana talked about last Friday, mm-hmm. the pillow talk, which is where we're kind of downloading everything from that day and we're getting it all out. We're
right.
sharing the victories, we're sharing the battles that we went through, mm-hmm. and we're edifying each other. We're building our faith, we're praying at night, we're talking about what the kids did. We're just downloading everything that happened. So a lot of our quality time happens mm-hmm. on the pillow and or in the bed and on pillow talk. So that may be what it looks like. But we're also intentional about dating. Yes. We have to be intentional. We went out last night to celebrate some of my accomplishments through my career. And tonight we are going to see
Captain Marvel.
So
we're such nerds.
I know we're nerds, but that's part of our quality time. Guess what? We get to go. Now, are movies the best for quality time? No, not unless you are going to the movie with the intention of being like you were in high school and sitting in the back.
No.
Okay.
Let's just stop.
Okay. Never just mind stop. Then.
No, movies are great. Because you get to sit next to each other and you can like cuddle and stuff, but I don't feel like you're really getting to know that person.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of communication there. Yeah. So movies are great. We used to actually go and see movies all the time when we first got married because it was cheap.
Yeah.
But yes.
Last one, acts of service.
Oh boy.
Acts of service. Use action phrases like I'll help. They want to know you're with them, partnered with them. Acts of service. This is a big one for me personally. This is definitely my number one. And once we realized that,
oh gosh,
it took our marriage to a different level.
Yes.
Because there were things that I would ask Christiana to complete for me to feel loved, acts of service. And when those things weren't completed, now this was back in early years of marriage, but when they weren't completed, I would come home and I would not feel loved because she did not do what I asked her to do. And so that started a nasty spiral and I felt unloved. So I felt unloved. Guess what I'm going to present back to her?
He's going to withhold love. He's not going to show me my love language.
Right. I'm going to withhold love. So it's a vicious cycle. And everything that we're telling you, that we are being raw and honest, that we've experienced this. So if you will listen to our hearts and know that we are coming to you with complete humility, coming to you with 100% transparency. If someone were to come up and ask, Cody, Christiana, what did you do here? Or did you ever go through this? We have nothing to hide.
Absolutely.
We're going to use everything that the enemy intended for our harm, for our marriage's harm, for our children's future's harm. We're going to use it against them.
Yeah.
So if you have questions, if you have things like that, that you want specific answers, come to us. We'll answer them. But back to acts of service, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Well, I will say he didn't know that that was his love language. He just didn't. He didn't realize that that's how he felt the most loved. Excuse me. He just felt like when I didn't do things for that he asked, he felt disrespected. And to me, I was like, what is the big deal? Like, we can do it later. I can do it, blah, blah, blah. And to him, he was like, no, but the fact is that you didn't listen to me. You didn't do it. And you disrespected me. And then that showed me you didn't love me. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm like, okay, that is crazy because I do love you so much. But when I told him, I'm like, maybe you give that love, maybe you serve all the time because that's what you want. And he was like, oh. I mean, it was like this revelation. And at that point, he could say, you know, because then I was like, I don't necessarily feel super loved when you just like serve. I mean, yes, I do. I love whenever you serve me, but I'm like, that's not what like really fills my bucket. So like, why do you do that so much? And I think what he was doing is he was trying to communicate with me. Mm-hmm. His spirit was trying to communicate that that's what he needed. So he poured that out and he wasn't being filled back up by that. So that was a total shift in our marriage and in the atmosphere of our marriage. So, what I would say, if you don't know what it is and you go online on Google and you're like, I don't know what I am. What is it the most that you do for people that you love? What do you do to show them that you love them? Mm-hmm. And it could be you hug people all the time. It could be you give them gifts all the time. What is it that you do for other people most? And I can almost guarantee you that that's what you're saying. You're putting out in the atmosphere that you want to feel loved. So really think about that this week and right. Look at how you do things with other people around you.
Right. And at the end of the day, remember, if we can hit every single love language, words of affirmation, we should be walking in that as married couples. Mm-hmm. We should. If you're not there, then make that a bullseye for you. Make that a target for you and your spouse to say, hey, did I affirm my wife today? Did I affirm my husband?
So good.
Did I touch her today? Did I give her a kiss? Did I hold her? Did I caress her today? Did I give my wife something as in regards to a gift? And remember, it doesn't have to cost money. It could be picking those wonderful, are they daffodils? What are they called on the side?
Yeah,
the yellow
ones, daffodils.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The daffodils. Men, stop, pull over today. Pull over today and get some of those yellow flowers on the side of the road, the daffodils. Bring those home and see what happens. Quality time. Are you dating? Are you spending time? Are you having your pillow talk? Are you downloading? Are you giving your wife a chance to download?
Mm.
And acts of service. Are you serving or are you expecting only to be served? Remember, Jesus said in his word that he came to serve, not to be served. So men, we are supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to love like Jesus loved his church. We're supposed to love our wives like Jesus loved his church. So are we loving through acts of service?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our cat, he wants to be on there. All right, we got that out of the way. He just wanted his claim to fame. He's gonna have his star on the Hollywood Boulevard. But if this helped you, will you share this? This is just our introductory for the five love languages. Next Friday, we'll look at tackling words of affirmation and physical touch. We're going to give you ideas on how to operate, how to help your spouse feel loved. How to help your spouse feel loved with each type of this love language.
Mm-hmm.
So will you close us out in prayer?
Sure, absolutely. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are so wonderful. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for just the nature of who you are and how you can never stop being so good because it's just who you are. Thank you for this day. Thank you for getting us through the night last night. Thank you for another day to represent you, to love you, to commune with you, and just to show you to everybody that we contact. And Lord, let that be true. Let us be your hands and feet today. Let us be walking in humility, Lord, and less of us and more of you, so that way the world can see who you are and your goodness and your love and your mercy and your grace. Lord, thank you for instilling these love languages. I know that this is something that you have given us all of these ways to speak love into each other in all these different ways, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you give us these languages. You speak these languages to us if we would just receive them. Lord, thank you for our marriage. Thank you for how you protect our marriage or all of our marriages. Lord, we pray a protection for everyone who's listening right now, a hedge of protection around their marriage, around their relationship, around their engagement, around their dating relationship, whatever place it is, or even if they're in the waiting, Lord, your protection around them. We thank you for your Son and your Spirit. We give you all the glory and honor. And we cast out any curse that is trying to be spoken against us, against anyone who is watching or listening to this. We cast it out to the pit of hell where it belongs. And we claim your authority over our marriage. Let everything we do be centered around Christ. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful weekend. The North Georgia Revival continues. We will be there. Doors open at 4:45. Prayer starts at 5. Service starts at 6. Pastor Don Allen from the church at War Hill will be bringing the word this Sunday night. So be there. And we would love to see you. Send us a message so we can come and give you a hug and help you find a seat.
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday.